Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. As I sit here on the bedside table, I hear the stories of the children, of the many wonderful things that they're doing, the many magical things that they're doing. And it's really quite exciting. It's quite exciting because every home is different, and every child is different. And everywhere I go, the people are unique and special. I was visiting James, John, Thomas, Margaret, Peggy, and Cynthia, and as I visited them, they were having a big discussion. And Peggy was saying, "How can I make Mommy happy? How can I make Mommy happy?" And Cynthia said, "By being a good girl." And Margaret says, "But what is a good girl? What is a good girl?" And James, who is the eldest, he spoke up and he says, "Well, a good girl is a girl that does what is expected of her." "Oh, and what's expected of me? What's expected of me?" Peggy said. John said, "Well, what's expected of you is to be yourself and have fun and to enjoy life and to do things that make you happy." "Does that make Mother happy when I make me happy?" Thomas asked. "Why, sure does. Mother is always happy when you're happy. Mother is always happy when you are doing things that are making you feel good inside and making you feel that all is just fantastic and glorious and good." "Well, I don't know. I don't know about that." Cynthia was kind of wondering about, what can I do that makes me happy? What can I do that makes me feel good inside? What can I do that makes Mother happy? How can I make my mom happy?"
"Well, she's our mom, too," John says. "She's our mom, too," Thomas said. "She's our mom, too," James said. "She's our mom, too," Marguerite says. "She's our mom, too," Peggy says. All right," Cynthia shouted. "She's our mom. Yes, she's all our mom. But does Mom love me?" Well, each one said, "Yes." "Does Mom think I'm wonderful?" "Yes." "Does Mom think that I always do things that make me happy?" "Of course, of course. Mother always does things that make you feel happy. She's always telling you how to live a happy life." "Well, how can I make Mommy happy? That's my question," Peggy asked again. "How can I make Mommy happy? I'm doing all these things to make me happy. Now, how do I make her happy?" "Well," Thomas said pompously, "you surely know that, don't you, Peggy, that when you are happy, Mommy is happy. When you are thinking good thoughts, Mommy thinks happy thoughts about you. Mommy is always thinking happy thoughts because we're thinking happy thoughts. Well, us six kids are pretty happy kids, aren't we?" "Yes, we are." "Aren't we happy kids?" "Yes, we are." "Come on, I can't hear the rest of you." "Yes, we are." "And how do I make Mommy happy? I make Mommy happy by liking myself, by taking care of my things that show Mommy that I appreciate the things that I have, by cleaning up the house and doing things around the house so Mommy doesn't have to do everything, by picking up my clothes and putting them away when I take them off and when I'm going to take them on and I look in the closet for stuff and just throw them on the bed, then I'm done looking. I put them all away that I'm not using so that they're ready for me to look again." "Oh, Marguerite, you're always so perfect. You're always so wonderful," John said. "You're always doing things so properly." "Well, John," Marguerite had to come back, "you know, if you would do things like that, you'd find that you'd like yourself." "What do you mean, I'd like myself?" Well, Marguerite said, I like myself. I am proud to take my clothes, they're my clothes, and take care of them and put them away. I am proud of my house because this is where I live, and I don't scatter dirt around. When I have the turn to vacuum cleaner, I vacuum even when it's not my turn.
I know, John says. I sweep the walk when it's not my turn, too.
Well, James says, it's always our turn to keep our house looking nice and to do these things, and that's what makes Mummy happy. When we love our house as much as Mummy loves our house. Because Mummy thinks that our house is the most wonderful house in the world because it has the most wonderful people living here. And she and Papa are so happy to be here with us six kids. Yeah, but we never see Papa very much. We never see Papa very much. John was kind of anxious about that. He says, what can we do? Well, do we make Papa feel welcome when he comes home from work? Do we make Papa feel that this is our house and his house and that we respect his house and we respect all the work that we're all doing together? Do we all love each other all the time? Do we show a happy face around this family? And the more happy faces we have, the more happy faces we'll live and be, and everybody will be happy. Oh, come on now. James was not too happy about that. He says, there are times when I get unhappy. I know, James, when you get unhappy, everybody is unhappy. Oh, come on, Cynthia, you know that's not true. It is true. When any one of us are unhappy, all the rest of us are unhappy because we live in this wonderful house together. We live in this wonderful family together. We are doing all of the things that make us happy together. Well, I guess you're right, James said, because when everybody here is happy, I know I'm happy. That's right, said Thomas. When everybody here is happy, I'm happy too.
Well, me too, said John.
And Margarita, well, I don't know. When I am happy, I don't see anybody else being anything but happy too, because I like being happy. And you know, I make Mother happy by liking myself.
Oh, come on, Margarita, that's kind of,
No, it isn't. Margarita was very definite. When I like myself, I am a nice person. When I like myself, I am happy. When I like myself, I make Mother happy. And I make Daddy happy. And I make you all happy. Because I'm going to have a birthday tomorrow. And you all are helping me at my birthday. Oh, goody, I like birthdays. Oh, goody. And what we're going to do at the birthday? We're going to have cake and we're going to have all good stuff. Great, wonderful, wonderful. And can we have our friends in, too? Well, it's my birthday, so I should have my friends in. And we said, okay, you can do that. That's fine. Uh-oh. Mr. Candle, what do you think about all this? You're sitting there glowing away like a beautiful candle. Everything is so lovely around you. You just look so gentle. Well, boys and girls, sitting here and listening to you talk makes me realize that no matter how young or old we are, we all know how to make our mother happy. We all know how to make ourselves happy. We all know how to make the world a very happy place to live in. And you make me very proud of each one of you, because each one of you are doing everything so beautiful, so good. You are so wonderful. I am so happy with you. Oh, Mr. Candle, it's so nice to hear you say that. It's so nice to hear you say that, all the children shouted out loud. Oh, Mr. Candle, you're fantastic. Well, boys and girls, look there through the windows. See Mr. Sandman? He's coming in to drop pixie dust on each one of you so that each one of you will go to sleep and have beautiful dreams about how wonderful the world is and how wonderful it is to make your mommy happy and how good you feel about yourself. So, boys and girls, get ready for you. You're going to bed now. Call your mommy and daddy and say, Mommy, Daddy, come hug me and kiss me and snuggle me in. And mommy and daddy come in and huggle you and kiss you and snuggle you in and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. And boys and girls, until next time, this is Mr. Candle, and I say to each one of you, everywhere in the world, I love you. I love you. I love you.